Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, January 21st. And hi, Burns.
How are you doing, Kelly?
I am well, and it is certainly a speaker season at Oklahoma State University.
That's right. It is indeed. One of our missions, really, as a land-grant school, is to reach out to some of the personalities and thinkers that are provocative and bring them to campus to speak to our students and to answer their questions. And we have a student speakers board, and it is hosting Lee Ann Tui tonight, Thursday, at the Gallagher Ivor Arena. Now, you may remember the great movie a few years back called Blindside. Sandra Bullock won the Oscar playing Miss Tui in the movie, which is the story of Michael Orr. He was a homeless boy in Mississippi who ended up going to college and then becoming a first-round NFL draft pick with the help and support of Lee Ann Tui and her family. So it's going to be wonderful to see the real life of Lee Ann Tui after all of that, and it's just a wonderful story. And he was a wonderful young man who was, really had no chance until the Tui family adopted him. And in addition to that, the OSU Spear School of Business is bringing in longtime ABC White House correspondent Ann Compton. She'll be here February 23rd and 24th, speaking in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and in Stillwater. Ann Compton is really one of the leading correspondents nationally, and we're looking forward to her look inside the White House. She's going to give us an inside look and also provide her insight on the 2016 presidential election. That will be very interesting. I'd love to get some insight finally. You can learn more about all of this on the OSU website.
And finally, Burns, collaboration is certainly a key in today's work world and, of course, in academia as well. And two programs at OSU are coming together in a unique way.
Well, you're right. And one of our goals around here is promote interdisciplinary learning and research. And we had a wonderful glimpse into that last week at the OSU Museum of Art. We have a show called Wakati Time Shapes African Art Exhibition. Our students from the Department of Design, Housing, and Merchandising got with the OSU Museum of Art and developed a fashion show, which displayed a collection of outerwear inspired by the Wakati exhibition. It was really a lot of fun and very interesting. The student designers visited the museum and researched not only the artwork, but also key ideas that were explored in this exhibition. We want to do a lot more of this. We're very proud of our textile development workshop, and this really showed it off in a fine way.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.